This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Todd Zwillick, our Takeaway Washington correspondent, is still with us. And there's plenty going on the Hill, including the confirmation hearing of Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo, Donald Trump's nominee for director of the CIA. A fairly good week for him to be up on the Hill. He was asked about Donald Trump's deteriorating relationship with the intelligence community and whether Russia influenced the election.
It's pretty clear about what took place here, about Russian involvement in efforts to hack information and to have an impact on American democracy. I'm very clear-eyed about what that intelligence report says, and have every expectation as we continue to develop the facts. I will relay those not only to the president, but the team around him, and to you all, so that we all can have a robust discussion about how to take on what is an enormous threat from cyber.
Besides Mike Pompeo, the Republican from Kansas, as nominee for the director of the CIA, hearings for Dr. Ben Carson at HUD and General, or HUD, you should call it, and General James Mattis as Secretary of Defense also happening today. Todd, are all of these cabinet secretary designates going to say, pay no attention to the man in the gold tower? Is that going to be their essential message here?
Well, Democrats are trying to make sure that they can't do that, especially when it comes to the CIA and Mike Pompeo. Look, you simply can't have a confirmation hearing like this and ignore the backdrop that's behind that curtain if you want, which is that Donald Trump is effectively at war with the CIA right now. You see the leaks happening. You see the allegations. You see Donald Trump's public statements, even to the extent that he feels persecuted like he's in Nazi Germany at the hands of the intelligence community. So Mike Pompeo has to ostensibly take over against this backdrop. And senators are asking about this. One of the main issues also is Pompeo's own record as a member of Congress. People might remember him. He was on the Benghazi committee investigating Hillary Clinton and the attacks in Benghazi. He was pretty high profile there. In fact, that's part of what surfaced him to Donald Trump. He liked his performance there. But Mike Pompeo also sponsored bills as a congressman, John, to restore, for instance, sweeping surveillance power that was curtailed at the NSA after the Snowden revelations that you talked about earlier in the show. So senators had questions for him, for instance, on CIA black sites, on things that Donald Trump has said about torture, enhanced interrogation. Dianne Feinstein asked Mike Pompeo if he would allow or countenance a return to torture or CIA black sites if the president ordered it. Mike Pompeo said he would not do that. It's illegal. It would require an act of Congress to get back to that place. So that was an answer that Democrats probably like to hear there. But against this is all against the backdrop that you mentioned. And the questions going forward, Mike Pompeo is probably going to be confirmed, right?
All of these people are going to be confirmed.
Yeah, and the president's relationship with the CIA, can Mike Pompeo be a catalyst that turns it around, or is he eventually marginalized if the CIA doesn't get along with the president and likewise? None of that story is written yet.
What about General James Mattis as Secretary of Defense? He's got to get a waiver because he's been in the Marines within the last 7 years. Is there going to be a serious threat to his nomination?
Doesn't look like it. Looks like the waiver will probably happen. Democrats might not vote for it in the House. But, you know, Mattis was asked directly. He was an opponent of the Iran nuclear deal before he became nominee. Here's how he answered Senator Jack Reed about how he feels about enforcing that now.
Sir, I think it is an imperfect arms control agreement. It's not a friendship treaty. But when America gives her word, we have to live up to it and work with our allies.
The tone of James Mattis there responding to a question from Senator Jack Reed, Democrat from Rhode Island. What about Dr. Ben Carson at HUD?
Well, we only have about 10 seconds left before our post, John. That's quite enough. Ben Carson doesn't have a record when it comes to housing. He lived in assisted housing as a kid, so he has experience with it. He's probably the only HUD secretary ever to actually have lived in supported housing. Other than that, it's an open book, and Ben Carson's in front of the committee today.
Well, let's get to the bottom of it, shall we? Todd, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.